אנחנו קוראים מתוך תלמוד הסוד.
We are reading from the study of the Ten Sfirot, part 4.
עמוד 229, 10 הספירות של העקודים כולל וו פרקים.
You can find the reading material at Kabbalah Media in Or Pnimi. We'll begin reading at as the Rav said.
נתחיל באות י' למעלה, דברי הארי.
Let's start with item 10 above.
We're beginning with a fourth light, a fourth or is born out of the bitush, the beating of the light of Reshimot and or Chozer on one another, called Nitzotzot, sparks. There is indeed a fourth light born of the aforementioned lights. The third light, called or Chozer, extends and descends downward to shine in the Sfirah, and hits the second light, called Reshimot, which remains below. However, they differ in their nature, for one is Or Yeshal and Rachamim, while the other is Or Chozer and Din. Hence they strike and beat on each other, especially since the light of the Reshimot wishes and yearns to ascend to its source, which is the first light, although it does not actually ascend, as the Reshimot remains forever below. It nonetheless wishes and yearns to ascend. However, the Or Chozer descends downward, and as they are of opposite nature, they beat on each other, for there is no beating and striking, but when the lights, the Orot, are diverse in nature, then, through their beating on each other, they beget Nitzotzot, sparks of light, as Or Chozer, being Din, which is worse than the light of Reshimot, which is Rachamim. These Nitzotzot are the fourth light we have mentioned.
Read it again.
Again, item 10. A fourth light is born out of the bitush, the beating of the Or Reshimot, the light of Reshimot, and Or Chozer on one another, called Nitzotzot, sparks. There is indeed a fourth light, born of the aforementioned lights. The third light, called Or Chozer, extends and descends downward to shine in the Sfirah, and hits the second light, called Reshimot, which remains below. However, they differ in their nature, for one is Or Yashar and Rachamim, while the other is Or Chozer and Din. Hence they strike and beat on each other. Especially since the light of the Reshimot wishes and yearns to ascend to its source, which is the first light. Although it does not actually ascend, as the Reshimot remains forever below, it nonetheless wishes and yearns to ascend. However, the Or Chozer descends downward, and as they are of opposite nature, they beat on each other, for there is no beating and striking, but when the lights are diverse in nature, then, through their beating on each other, they beget Nitzotzot, sparks of light, as Or Chozer, being Din, which is worse than the light of Reshimot, which is Rachamim. These Nitzotzot, sparks, are the fourth light we have mentioned.
מה קורה כאן?
What's happening here? There are several things here. I'll just define maybe one thing here. That as we rise from one level to another, Dalet, Gimel, Bet, Aleph, Shoresh, as Shoresh is Pe and Dalit is Tabur, when they rise, we say that the last Pinat does not leave a Rishimo. But when we rise upwards beyond that, and we enter here into some Zivug of Haka'ah, there is a return to the light which illuminates on what remains. And then when it illuminates on the Rishimo that remains, it turns out that what remains here goes outwards, and what comes from above enters inwards. Until the zivug that occurs here moves to a higher degree. Let's say. And then from the higher degree, it illuminates to its degree, but not to a lower degree. This is where it stops. And then that Rishimo which came out as Tagin and Otiot enters back in. And this process is very important because it gives us the constant differences between this and this and this. And that's how we accordingly also work in our lifetime, either this way or to there, in all kinds of directions and discernments. Meaning, these small approaches of the light, the Rishimo is also light, the current light relative to the previous light, because that was before, yes? This is before. And this is now. So there's always this clashes and wearing against each other, and there's new zivugim constantly. Next.
Opening me, clarifying the light will illuminate. As the Ari has said, the degrees relate to each other as father to sons. Hence, during the ascent of the light to the emanator, when Masach of Prina Dalet had been purified to Prina Gimel, there was a coupling in Prina Gimel, and Prina Dalet remained emptied of her light. At that time, Prina Gimel bestows upon Prina Dalet of her illumination of the coupling. Afterwards, when Prina Gimel purifies the Prina Bet, and the coupling is in Prina Bet, Prina Gimel remains emptied of light, and Prina Bet bestows her illumination from the coupling upon Prina Gimel, and so on similarly. From the perspective of the Amshacha, the extension of the lights, Prina Dalet is regarded as Ketel and Prina Gimel as Chochmah. However, from the perspective of the Kelim themselves, it is the opposite. Prina Gimel is regarded as Zeranpin and Prina Dalet as Malchut. Because Prina Dalet is emptied of light, only the Kelim themselves are distinguishable here. It is the same for all of them. It is written. It is written, the third light called O Chuzel extends and descends downward to shine in the Sphira. The third light refers to the light of the levels that emerge below the place of the Zivug as well, to shine for the Sphira below her. We've already said that when the Zivug, the coupling, is in Prina Bet, the illumination of the Zivug, the coupling, extends to the Sphira below her, namely, the emptied light of Prina Gimel. It is known that the lights left Rishimot in the Sphirot after their departure from there. Thus, when the illumination of the coupling of Prina Bet extends to Prina Gimel, it meets the light of her Rishima there. It is said, and hits the second light, called Rishimo, which remains below. It means that light of coupling in the upper Prina, Nimshach, extends and descends to the lower Prina, which is emptied of her light, and meets the Rishimo there. The Ori will henceforth refer to that light that descends from the illumination of the coupling downward as the descending Or Chuzel. That's the way we see in our life too. I don't care what I remember. There's some delight that's smaller, but the present delight is better than all of the great delights I had previously. That's why all of the Rishimot that are in the Kli, the light comes, that's a spark from an upper degree, and it comes down and strikes the Kli of the Rishimot, then the Rishimot departs, and instead of it comes the current light. Is that clear? But when the present state also departs, then the previous one comes back, and by that we keep the past. Let's continue. Item 16, Opnimi, regarding the separation in its nature. It means that the Rishima is from Or Yashar, that remains from the first expansion, reaching up to Ketel, since the coupling through striking occurs there in Masach Aprina Dalit. Because of that, the coarseness of Aprina Dalit is regarded as its panim, as it is from her that it gets its entire level. It regards the coarseness of Prina Gimel and above as the Choraim of its Kli, and does not shine in it. Its opposite is the Or Chuzel, descending to it from the illumination of the coupling of the upper Prina. For example, when illumination of the coupling of Prina Bet descends to a Sphira of Prina Gimel, that has been emptied of its light, that descending Or Chuzel comes from a zivug de'aka, a coupling through striking performed in a masach of the coarseness of Prina Bet, that reaches up the Bina. The coarseness of Prina Bet is regarded as its Prinat Panim, meaning its maximum height. It leaves the coarseness of Prina Gimel and Prina Dalet as Prina Tachoraim, meaning inability and lack, because they do not shine in it. It lowers them and brings them down. In other words, the Shinui Tzura, the disparity form in them, becomes the separator over the light, meaning the opposite of the Rishima, where Prina Dalet, the coarser, more Av, extends and joins with the greatest light. It is said, they differ in their nature. For one is Or Yashar and Rachamim, while the other is Or Chuzel and Din. It is so because the Rishimot that remain in all the Sfirot come from Or Yashar and Rachamim, meaning from the first extension, when the zivug, the coupling on Masach of Prina Dalet, came out, where the coarser is better, being all Rachamim. However, the descending Or Chuzel from the illumination of couplings that emerged during the purification, all these levels are regarded as Or Chuzel and Din. They depart from the coarseness, bring down and lower the coarseness, the Bechinat Achoraim. Thus, the Or Chozer that descends from them is in contrast with the Rishimot, in which the coarser is more important. It turns out that what is regarded as Panim for the Rishima is regarded as Achoraim for the descending Or Chozer. Likewise, what is regarded as Panim for the descending Or Chozer is regarded as a chlaim for the Rishima. And it is for the reason that they beat on each other. Rav, that needs to be clear to us. You either consider it according to the coarseness or the purity. They're complete opposite in terms of the lights and the kilim. Alright, let's continue. Item 17, opening, that the light delights to return to its place. Since she is the part that remains after it expands for the first time, when she has already departed and vanished into her origin, that a yearning and desire becomes imprinted in the Rishima as well. It is said, although it does not actually ascend, as the Rishimo remains forever below, it nonetheless wishes and yearns to ascend. In other words, even though the Rishima is destined to remain in the Kli and never rise to her origin, she nonetheless has the desire to ascend, as the force of the light in general necessarily remains imprinted in her.
And we need to allow it to go back to its source, even though it's not capable, but it's drawn there. That's why the Rishimot in us are constantly truly drawing and drawing us upwards, even though they can't rise, but only kind of stimulate. Item 80.
Item 80, opening me, and it descends. It means that it comes and extends from the emanator by a new coupling. It comes down to clothe inside the goof, because all these couplings, all these zivugim that emerge on the degrees of his purification are made in the Rosh, from which they extend from above downward to the goof. However, because they emerge during the purification and will not continue to be, it is regarded as O Chozel and Din. It is said, however, the O Chozel descends downward. In other words, if we take only the time of the coupling into account, it expands and descends temporarily for the clothing in the goof. The Rishima, however, wishes to leave the goof and ascend to its origin. Know that because of that, the descending O Chozel from the illumination of the Zivug of the coupling overpowers the light of the Rishima when they beat on each other.
Although the Rishima is it's in its permanent place and the Or Chozer only comes down from the Zivug in a temporary time way.
As a result, the sparks spread from this Or Chozer and clothe inside the Kli that is emptied of light. Thus, the light of the Rishima is rejected from within her and rises above that Kli, as tagin on top of that Otiyot. As the Uri will write, they cannot be in a single Kli, for they are opposites. Know that the above Haka'a, striking, and the Bitush, the beating, are made above the empty Kli, for the Rishima strikes the Ochozel and does not let it expand. And the descending Or Chozel strikes on the Rishima to clothe and shine in the Kli. In the end, there are nitzotzim, sparks, that spread from the or chozel that descend and come inside the kli.
From this we get memory, thought, comparison between things. All of this specifically because the lights emerge from above downwards, from degree to degree, and meet with the Rishimot, dispel them for a while, for a time enter, and then the zivuk from above stops, so the light disappears, and the Rishimot returns to its place. And that's how it is each time. That's why each time we are in acts, comparative actions between the Rishimot that goes down, the Rishimot that was and emerges, the Rishimot that returns, the Rishimot that returns from a higher degree, a Rishimot of the Kli that emerged, and like that each time in such actions we can from them start feeling the Chochmah. What's more, what's less? Everything is done only according to such very simple calculations, like in a computer, like in a calculator. Zero and one. It's either existent or not existent. Existent or not existent. And that's how it happens here too. Next.
Item 11, Writings of Theory. The expansion that happened first of Akudim is called Ta'amim. The level of the Or Chozel is called Nekudot. The Rishimot are called Tagin, and the sparks, the Nitzotzot, are called Otiot. Now you can understand what we have said, that there are four Prinot in these lights of Akudim. Ta'amim, Nekudot, Tagin, Otiot. This is what they are about. The first light among them is called Ta'amim. And the third light, called Or Chozel, is called Nekudot. It is known that Nekudot are Prinat Din. The second light, called Rishimot, is called Tagin. And the fourth light is called the falling sparks, called Otiot. Again. Item 11. The first expansion, Itpashut Aleph, of Akudim, is called Ta'amim. The level of the Or Chozel is called Nekudot. The Rishimot are called Tagin. The Nitzotzot, the sparks, are called Otiot. Now you can understand what we have said, that there are four Prinot in these lights of Akudim. Ta'amim, Nekudot, Tagin, Otiot. This is what they're about. The first light among them is called Ta'amim, and the third light, called Or Chozel, is called Nekudot. It is known that Nekudot are Prinat Din. The second light, called Rishimot, is called Tagin. And the fourth light is the falling sparks Nitzotzot, called Otiot.
We have a light that enters and a light that departs. And there is Rishimot from the light that enters and the light that emerges. All together, two lights and two Rishimot. Ta'amim, Nekudot, Tagin, and Otiot. Clear? You're not asking anything, so. Let's go.
The sparks, called Otiot, are the kelim called Guf. This fourth light, which is the sparks, called Otiot, are in and of themselves Prinat Kelim, because the lights are called Guf, and thus we see where the Kelim were made. Again, the Nitzotzot, the sparks, called Otiot, are the Kelim called Guf. This fourth light, which is the sparks, the Nitzotzot, called Otiot, are in and of themselves Prinat Kelim, because Otiot are called Guf. And thus we see where the kelim were made. Item 90, O Pnimi, clarifying Bchinat Kelim. Afterwards, the light returns and expands in them a second time. Afterwards, the light returns and expands in them a second time on the level of Chochmah. Keter remains concealed in the Peh, and all Chochmah clothed Kli of Keter, the light of Bina in Kli of Chochmah, etc., until Malchut remained without light. Know that these sparks have been prepared as Kelim for these lights.
No questions, then go ahead.
Item 13. The Nitzotzot, the sparks, merely mixed with the Kelim like 248 sparks that remained in the broken Kelim of Nikudim.
And it would appear to me.
It appears to me that I had heard from my teacher that there were Bchinot Kelim in them to begin with. But these Nitzotzot, the sparks, mixed with them and were in them, as the 248 sparks that remained inside the Kelim of the world of Nikudim when they broke, etc. Again. The Nitzotzot, the sparks, merely mixed with the Kelim, like 248 Nitzotzin that remained in the broken Kelim of Nikudim. It appears to me that I had heard from my teacher that there were Bchinot Kelim.
You see, he's not certain if he heard it or not, so he writes, it seems to me that I heard it. So it's like with a limited value to it.
That there were Bchinot Kelim in them to begin with, but these Nitzotzot, the sparks, mixed with them and were in them as the 248 Nitzotzin that remained inside the Kelim of Olam HaNikudim when they broke, etc. Item 100, O Pnimi, clarifying. They had Bchinot Kelim in them to begin with. The Ari explicitly wrote above that the coarse light that remained after the departure of the light of the first expansion, or the Bchinot of the Kelim of the Baltzuf themselves, in which the two above lights come. These are called the second light, Reshima, and the fourth light, the falling Nitzotzot, the sparks called Otiyot.
Meaning he's comparing the purification of the Partzuf with what we call in the shattering of the vessels. In the purification of the Partzuf, we have these clashes between the Or Chozer, which is coming down, and the Reshimon. So he's saying that it's similar to the building of the Kelim that will later be in the world of Nikudim. But in the world of Nikudim, we learn that it's out of the shattering and nothing remains of the Kli except for the will to receive, that the raw will to receive without a Masach. And here it's something else. It's the Reshimo. It's nevertheless happening in all, in Kedusha, in holiness. He wants to say that here too we have nevertheless the creation of new Kelim. Yes.
It is said there were Bchinot Kelim in them to begin with, but these sparks mixed with them. It means that two Bchinot Kelim must be prepared for the second expansion, for there is male and female in every Sphira. Thus, of these four Bchinot Kelim that were in them to begin with, meaning from the above coarse light, and the kelim for the male lights of the second expansion were made. The kelim for the lights of the females of this expansion were made of the sparks that fell inside them and mixed with them. It is said, mixed, to tell us that the prinot are not equal. Nitzotzin, a prina gimel, came inside prina dalet, and nitzotzim of prina bet in kli of prina gimel, and nitzotzin, the sparks of prina aleph, in kli of prina bet, etc. And that is why this connection is regarded as a mixture.
Meaning there's already something very interesting here, where the reshimo comes from a higher degree to a lower degree, so the lower degree is greater, and the reshimo is seemingly smaller. The reshimo, let's say, comes from degree bet, and it goes down to level gimel, meaning there's a bigger kli from the light that arrives, the ochozer, which goes down. And therefore, it turns out that there a lack remains in the kli. And this kli is very special. It's a deficiency from the its desire of this kli. And the reshimo, the ol chozer that comes from the degree above, completely not of his type. Meaning there's here already an intermingling between the lights and kelim from different degrees, from a different nature between them. And out of that, there's the accumulation, the creation of new kelim. Then from that we learn in all these clashes and lights that arrive in the kelim and this intermingling between them. We truly have here the creation of new states. Very. This explains how we operate, how our brain operates. Only according to that which we are changing the conditions. You change a place, you change luck to cause new things each time to appear with us, and out of that new kelim are constructed. Well, let's go.
Clarifying the 248 Nitzotzin. It is a great thing that he tells us here. It is known that the Prinat 248 Nitzotzin, the 248 sparks that remained in the Kilim after they broke and died, were the cause of the revival of the Kilim. It is so because these Nitzotzin, the sparks, were an association of Chachamim with Din. Thus, here, the Nitzotzin, the sparks that fell from the descending Ochuzel, are also from the association of Midat HaRachamim with Din. However, it is as beginning, for every upper Prina is regarded as Midat HaRachamim toward the Prina below her. Because the Nitzotzim, the sparks of the upper Prina, fell, mixed, and connected with the lower Prina, it is regarded as mixing Midat HaRachamim with Din, the same as the above 248 sparks. Know that this is the whole merit of the Histalkut, the departure of the first expansion. It is because of her that the above sparks descended, and the root for the association of Midat HaRachamim with Din had been made. In the following, the Ori writes about this Histalkut, this departure, that is regarded as corruption in order to correct. Meaning like breaking of the vessels, which also occurred in order to revive. It means that it refers to the association of Midat HaRachamim with Din, from which comes revival, and from which comes the entire correction of the world.
That's it. Okay, chapter 4.
Explains the haka'ah and bitush, the striking and beating that occurred during the histalkut, the departure of the lights to the emanator, between the descending ochozel and the reshimot. The kelim, which are the otiyot, were made of the sparks that sprung off of that haka'ah, that striking, The tagging come from the Rishimot, and this contains 8 issues. Item 1. Malchut is called Aspaklaria, the mirror of Lo Nahara, because her light did not come back down into her kli. Know that when all 9 lights rose back up, they left Rishimot in their place. However, Malchut rose entirely, leaving no Rishimot in her place. This is the meaning of what is written in the Zohar and the Tikkunim, that Malchut is called Aspaklaria, the mirror that has no light of her own. This matter has already been explained above regarding the Kli of Malchut, whose light did not come back down into her Kli, but remained in the Kli of Yesod.
And item 1 below?
Item 1, Opnimi, clarifying, but did not come back down into her Kli, but remained in Kli of Yesod. In the second expansion, when the coupling came out only on the level of Chochmah, by which the light switched, the O Chochmah came in Kli of Ketel, or Bina in Kli of Chochmah, etc., and the light of Malchut in Kli of Yesod. Thus, Kli of Malchut remained without light.
That's the second expansion.
Item 2, the writings of the Ri. A second reason that Malchut is called Aspaklaria of Lo Nahara is that she did not leave a Reshima in her Kli. There is another reason. When her light rose, it did not leave any Reshimot in her at all. However, the Reshimot that remained in the Kli of Yesod for its own need illuminated from there in the Kli of Malchut too. The end. The second reason that Malchut is called the mirror of Lo Nahara is that she did not leave a Reshima in her Kli. There is another reason. When her light arose, it did not leave any Reshimot in her at all. However, the Reshimot that remained in the Kli of Yesod for its own need illuminated from there in the Kli of Malchut too. Item 3. The coupling through striking between the descending O Chuzel from Yesod to Malchut and the first light of the ascending Malchut. When O Malchut rose to Yesod, Yesod illuminated in the Kli of Malchut through its Achoraim, Yesod as O Chuzel. Then the descending O Chuzel in Kli Malchut struck the first ascending light of Malchut itself, one beat on the other, and sparks came down from the descending O Chuzel into the Kli of Malchut.
Ken. Ot bet.
Item 2, opening me, clarifying the Malchut, the Kli of the Malchut. It has already been explained that all the levels that came out on the path of the purification are regarded as O Chuzel and Din. Although there is O Yashar in them as well, however, because they extend through the Achoraim, meaning on the path of the purification of the coarseness, called Panim, the Or Yashar is also regarded as Din. It is said, Yesod illuminated in the Kli of Malchut through its Achoraim, where all these 10 Sfirot of Or Yashar and Or Chuzel together make up Prinat Achoraim and Din. However, we must still understand that the entire O Chuzel that descends from Yesod to Kli Malchut is only O Chuzel, without any or yashal. It is so because since the place of the zivug and the masach is in Kli Yesod, meaning in Prinat Gimel, the Rav Masach detains the Or Yashal so that none of it will expand from Prinat Gimel downward. Thus, anything that descends from Yesod to Kli Malchut is only Or Chuzel and not Or Yashal. Hence the Ari's precision as Or Chuzel.
Ken.
עוד גימל קטנה.
החשובה לנו מגמה. זה לא חשוב שבא אור ישר.
What's important to us is the inclination, the trend. It's not that the light's coming from, let's say, the Or Chuzel that's going down, that's descending. Look according to, if we can see the diagram. If the light comes from above downwards, yes? Although it comes from above down, but because this whole trend is to purify, it's called the Or Chuzel that is descending. And it doesn't matter. It's still returning and going down. And this is in a way that it's a little lesser than the lights that are here as the lights of Or Yashar. So there's Or Yashar, Or Pnimi, and Or Chuzel, which goes down, and although it is strong, here it's the Rashimo, and here it's light, but nevertheless, the trend is the purification which defines what's important in its place. Yes.
Item 3, and it strikes the light itself. This light is on the level of Getil. It regards the greater coarseness as Prinat Panim, and the descending Or Chuzel lowers the great coarseness of Prinat Dalet, preferring the pure Prinat Gimel, which is in contrast with the ascending Or Malchut. That is the reason they beat on each other.
He will talk about that especially because from this we build the Kli. A Kli for the next Pratzuf comes specifically from these clashes, from the Or Chuzel which descends in the Reshimo. Where are we?
Item 4, clarifying the Nitzotzim came down. They are called Nitzotzim because of the similarity to the Nitzotzim, the sparks that come from under a hammer that sparkle and burn out instantly, as it is written in the Zohar. However, the analogy...
They're kind of disappeared, concealed.
However, the analogy is not quite the same as the lesson. The Nitzotzim, the sparks generated under the hammer, illuminate for a moment and vanish instantly, and their place remains unknown. These sparks here, and the 248 sparks burn out instantaneously because of the departure of the coupling to the higher Prina, being Prina Bet. However, they do not vanish from there, as it is known that there is no absence in the spiritual. Their essence and reality remain there, and later regain their strength when a second expansion reaches there.
They can't disappear, it's the light. Nevertheless, in all of its parts, its matters. Next.
Clarifying the Kli of the Malchut. It is the coarse light that remains below after the departure of this first expansion, which is the essence of the Kilim that belong to the first expansion of Akudim. This is where the lights place their Reshimot, and this is where the sparks from the Or Chuzel fell.
Kendall.
When he writes that he,
places the Reshimo,
In the desire.
Inside the desire, yes.
It leaves an impression on the masach.
Yes, yes, where there was work and effort, that's where the Rishima remains. It's like the previous state remains as it is.
And he says that Malchut, he writes that Malchut leaves the impression. What's the Malchut leaves Rishimo?
Where are you reading? That's the last degree of the Kli. That's not Malchut itself, the will to receive.
It doesn't say Malchut itself, but...
Only the will to receive with the tzimtzum, with the masach, with its overcoming towards the upper light and equivalence of form, that state, when it moves, it leaves Rishimo.
He writes in item 2 that when Malchut is called Aspaklare, the mirror that's not seen, it's that it does not leave Rishima in its clean. What does it mean that Malchut doesn't leave the Rishima?
Because it's the last one. And therefore there's nothing below her that she can go down to there with her Or Chozer. Next.
Item 4, Writings of Theory. The Kli of Yesod was made of the sparks that fell off the striking of the light that comes through its Achoraim in the Rishima, and the tagging were made of the Rishima that shines from afar. When Yesod arose, it placed the Rishimo in its place. When the light came through its Achoraim, it struck that Rishimo. Nitzotzim, the sparks, fell from it. And Prinat Kli of Yesod. Sorry. And Prinat Kli of Yesod was made of them. That Rishimo illuminated in that Kli from afar, and it did not permeate it. This is the meaning of the Tagin.
Read it again.
Again, item 4. The Kli of Yesod was made of the sparks that fell off the Haka'ah, the striking of light, that comes through its Achoraim in the Rishima. And the Tagin were made of the Rishima that shines from afar. When Yesod arose, it placed the Rishimo in its place. When the light came through its Achoraim, it struck the Rishimo. Nitzotzim, the sparks fell from it. And Prinat Kli of Yesod was made of them. The Rishimo illuminated in that Kli from afar and did not permeate it. This is the meaning of the Tagin.
What do we have below?
Item 6, opening and clarifying. And Prinat Kli of Yesod was made of them. For the second expansion, which comes afterwards, called Potsuf Ab Avak, though Kli of Yesod of Akudim here was made of the coarse light that remained below after the departure of the first expansion. Item 7, opening and clarifying. This is the meaning of the tagging. Study the words of the Ari thoroughly. Know that after the Zivug, the coupling in the upper Kli had ceased and rose above it, the illumination of the coupling from the inferior Kli necessarily ceased as well. In that state, the sparks that came down there are put out too. And the Rishima, which was above the Kli, can therefore clothe the Kli.
Which meanwhile, Rose
can therefore clothe the Kli once more as in the beginning. However, that illumination from afar called tagging did not stop from the Kli afterwards. For there is no absence in the spiritual. As it says, Shekhinah never moved, etc.
Otei divrei Ari.
Ken.
Gimel havchanot be'eser sfirot.
Item 5, the writings of Duri. Three discernments in a 10 sfirot. Ketel. The other sfirot, Malchut, Ketel, left the Rishima, and not a Kli. The other sfirot left the Rishimot and Kelim, and Malchut left the Kli, and not a Rishima. So, did all the sfirot do except for Ketel, which left the Rishimot for Chochmah, but did not make a Prinat Kli? How does she differ from the other sfirot? It is when they rise through the Aka'ah, the striking of what is above them, and the striking of the Reshimot, that the Kilim are made. However, Ketel did not have anyone to strike his Reshimot as he rose.
There's nothing above him.
Consequently, his Kli was not completed. And Keter left the Rishimot and not a Kli. While the rest of the Sfirot left a Rishimot and a Kli, and Malchut left a Kli and not a Rishimot. While the rest of the Sfirot left the Rishimot and a Kli, and Malchut left a Kli and not a Rishimot.
Malchut and Keter have a problem, seemingly.
Item 8, opening me. Clarifying. Except for Keter, which left the Rishimot for Chochmah. It means that that Rishimah became the Prinat Kli of the Zachar, the male of the light of Chochmah. In Ketel of the second expansion, called Abafak, the rewrites for Ketel which left the Rishimot for Chochmah, but did not make a Prinat Kli. It means that he did not make Prinat Kli for the Nekeva, for the female, of the light of Chochmah in Kli of Ketel of the second expansion. Item 9, opening, clarifying, but did not make Prinat Kli. The Uri has already written that the essence of the Prinat Kelim of Akudim was made of the coarse light that remained from the light of Istalkut itself. You can therefore see that this is not about the Kli of Keter itself, but rather about the Kelim of the second expansion, which come after the current histalkut, the current departure, where there are prinat zachal, male, and prinat nekeva, female, in the Kli of Ketel. It is the same in Kli of Chochmah, Bina, Yesod, and Malchut, as the Uri has written. The Kelim of the Zacharim, the males, from there, were made of the Rishimot that remain in Kelim of Akudim. And the Kelim of the Nekovot, the females, were made of the fallen Nitzotzin, the sparks of the descending Or Chozel, into the Kelim of Akudim here. It is said, Ketel, which left the Rishimot for Chochmah, meaning the Kli of the male of O Chochmah in Kli of Ketel of Hitpashtut Bet, the second expansion. But did it not make a Prinat Kli, meaning for the Nekeva there?
Zebi Keter. Ala Yut.
That's in Keter. Next, 10.
Item 10, clarifying the striking that's above them. Ochzil extends and descends to the emptied Kli by the coupling through striking in the Prina above the Kli that has become emptied of light, meaning after the light departed from Kli Malchut. This is so because Masach Prina Dalet has purified into Prina Gimel, which is Yesod, and the coupling in the Kli of Yesod was made. At that time, then, O Chozer descended to Malchut from this illumination of the Zivug, of the coupling, which has now been emptied of light. This is the meaning of through coupling of what is above them, was the Or Chuzel drawn to the Kli.
Okay,
some more.
Item 20, clarifying the striking with the Rishimo. The Rishima that remained in the empty Kli strikes the Or Chuzel that descends to its own Kli, because it is opposite to the descending Or Chuzel. Nitzotzim, the sparks were born and spread off of the descending Or Chuzel as a result of that striking. It fell into the Kli that had been emptied, and the Kelim were made out of these Nitzotzim, the sparks.
They become the Kelim later. Look how many times and what things here need to occur in order to build the Kli. So it will know how to do with the light, what to do to discern it, all kinds of discernments. Lamed.
Item 30, clarifying, and the Kelim were made. Meaning the Kelim, for the purpose of the Kelim of the second expansion. However, the Kelim of Hakudim of the first expansion were made of the coarse light. Item 40, opening, clarifying, but the Ketel has not one to strike its Rishimo on its ascent. When the Masach reached the complete purification as the Prinat Emanator, Prinat Matzil, its power ceased, and there was no striking through coupling in him any longer that would lower Or Chuzel in Kli of Ketel after the light had been emptied. Consequently, his Kli was not completed, for there are no Nitzotzin, no sparks of the descending Or Chuzel there, as has been explained.
Thank you.